to talk again about that February 27 memo, Mr. Secretary, from OMB regarding agency responsibilities in the event of sequestration. It states that agencies must be guided by the principles of protecting the agency's core mission to serve the public to the greatest extent practical. Wouldn't you agree that providing the essential inspection services that protect public health and provide wholesome and affordable food is consistent with that directive?
It is, Mr. Chairman, so long as there's adequate appropriations to provide that assistance. And that's the problem. The sequester, the way it's structured, requires every account to be reduced by the same percentage amount. And in the food safety area, there are very few accounts. 87% of the budget is frontline inspectors and the support system for those frontline inspectors. We have a limited period of time in which to implement the sequester, 6-7 months. The impact of it is basically 10-12% of our remaining budget. And no matter how you slice it, no matter how you dice it, there is nothing you can do without impacting the frontline inspectors. You don't have the luxury, as you do in normal circumstances, of transferring money because there is no money to transfer. And based the way that the sequester is structured. So I agree with you. The inspections are very, very important, and we will do everything we can to minimize the disruption. But I have to be truthful with this committee that based on the way the sequester is structured, it will impact food inspection.
But you will, Mr. Secretary, utilize the maximum flexibility you have. I mean, you have substantial inspectors in plants all over the country, plants that work on different hour schedules. The odds that we would have we would furlough every inspector on the same day are rather minuscule, correct?
Well, the problem, Mr. Chair, is that it's not just a circumstance of flexibility in terms of the facilities. There are over 6,263 facilities. And the reality is that you have to be careful about how you structure this because some facilities are actually dependent upon the work of other facilities. And we're now seeing some of these facilities actually reducing their hours because of the overall economy. So it's a complicated process that we have to go through to determine how and under what circumstances. Plus, this is not just something I can determine by myself. There are requirements to bargain with the union that represents the inspectors in terms of the sequencing and the structure of the sequester and how it's implemented. So it's extraordinarily complicated.
So if the Sequester Act trumps the Food Safety Act, which is basically what you're saying, do your union labor agreements trump the Sequester Act?
No, Mr. Chair. The way I see this is the Food Safety Inspection Act requires companies that want to sell meat, processed pork, whatever, to have those items inspected before they can sell them to customers. The law also requires that the companies cannot privatize, if you will, that inspection service. It has to be done by USDA officials, USDA employees. That is subject, obviously, to having the resources and the appropriation to be able to pay for those inspections because you have anti-deficiency issues. So it's not a matter of trumping. It's just a matter of the sequencing of this is such that if you don't have the money to pay for people, you can't have people on the line. And that's candidly where we are.
So in the circumstance you've described, it would sound that there are things that obligate you not to begin immediate furloughs. How far down the road is it before those issues will be sorted out?
Well, it's a fair question.
Or whatever.
This week we will send out notices to the union representatives that a furlough is possible. And one of the challenges is that not every one of our workers in this particular area has email. So we actually have to hand deliver a letter or a written notification to those employees. That has to be followed up under the agreement with oral conferences that have to take place for any employee who requests an oral conference. That will be done at the local level by local or regional supervisors. So we are looking at a several-month period, if you will, before a furlough could be implemented, assuming that we can negotiate with the unions a process, I obviously don't know what those negotiations will take place, but I'm assuming that we will be able to get to a resolution of how and under what circumstances. So the industry will have some notice of what will actually happen, which we hope will be able to some extent, a minimal extent, avoid the disruption that's going to occur.
So, Secretary, could your lawyers down at the department, we're going to get questions as members and as a committee as a whole about how all this works. Could your lawyers provide us with a legal background on how they make their decisions on what takes priority over what, so that we can understand what's going on?
Sure. I think Senator Grassley requested, and a number of members of the Senate requested it, an evaluation, which I think we're furnishing today or tomorrow, and we'd be more than happy to furnish that to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. My time's expired. I now recognize the ranking member for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm trying to understand this. So 87% of the money goes to inspectors. And you just said it's going to take some matter of months before you get through this process. Well, I don't know what that is, maybe 3-4 months. I don't know, 2-3 months.
Well, it's going to take several months because we, again.
Well, so my question is this. You got to cut 5%, you know, and you now have by September 30th, right?
I'm sorry, what?
By September 30th, you have to cut.
That's
5%.
Correct.
So if it's going to take some number of months, you could get down to a situation where you've only got 3 months left in the year by the time you get this ready to go.
That's correct.
Does that mean that you're going to have to make a lot bigger reductions in order to meet the 5%? Is that the reality of what the situation is?
If you have 6 months left to implement this, you have, in essence, a 10% reduction of your remaining resources. Mm-hmm. If they're 3 months, you have a 15% reduction of your remaining resources.
Well, that's how it's going to work.
Well, I think we may have a bit more than 3 months, but it won't be a lot more than 3 months, and that's one of the problems.
Now, last year or a year ago, FSIS issued a proposed rule on modernization of poultry inspection, and according to your data, establishments operating under this HACCP-based inspection model project called HIMP, pilot project, it performs as well or better than traditionally expected plants. And furthermore, the rule will create additional poultry plant jobs, and we'll have budgetary savings for FSIS. Can you give us an update on when when USDA plans to issue a final rule on this?
Well, we're hopeful of getting this through the process this year, Congressman. This is an important opportunity for us to improve the safety of food inspection in poultry plants. They really hasn't changed for probably 60 years. It's an opportunity for us to really focus on where we think the risk of pathogens is greatest. It does require a shifting of responsibility with companies assuming more responsibility for examining defects of poultry that are not necessarily tied to food safety. And that would free up our inspectors to actually do a better job of inspecting the entire plant. We do believe it will save money, and we believe, based on the experience, that it will reduce illnesses and the risk of death.
But it won't happen before September 30th.
No.
A few weeks ago, Deputy Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter testified regarding the sequester that if they had additional flexibility, he testified that if this late date would do little to offset the effects of sequestration, even if they had flexibility. Is the department seeking any legislation to give it flexibility? I know we've had discussions that if you had some flexibility, you might be able to avoid some of the problems with the meat inspectors, for example. Are you able to pursue anything, or where are you at with all of that?
Well, respecting the process here, knowing that you all are going to be faced with a circumstance in a couple of weeks of having to decide what to do with the continuing resolution and discussions that will take place in terms of the farm bill, our focus has been on basically implementing the sequester, focusing on what we would do in the event the continuing resolution is not continued, and trying to do the best we can to deal with the extension of the farm bill and to work with this committee and the Senate committee to try to get a farm bill through. That's where our focus has been. You know, we'll work with whatever Congress provides us, but, you know, you got to give us the tools. And, you know, the reality is that that there are micro problems and macro problems with this sequester. You know, $85 billion taken out of the economy in addition to the payroll tax increase that took place at the first of the year is a pretty significant hit to the economy. It's going to probably impact growth. We're trying to avoid that to the best we can.
But bottom line, if you had some flexibility, you might be able to soften some of the problem with the meat inspection situation?
Well, the reality of a sequester is that it doesn't allow you any ability to prioritize.
Right. So, I mean, so if you had flexibility to move things around, it might not be as big of an issue with the meat inspectors?
We would obviously recognize the important role of Mission First, and we would do everything we could to make sure that the most important missions were completed and done. We don't have that capacity today. That's why this is, I think, recognized by all as bad policy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Gentleman's time has expired. The chair now recognizes the gentleman from Iowa, Mr. King, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for your testimony and your service as our secretary. I'm following up on the gentleman from Minnesota's questions. The viewpoint I would have would be that if you had more, I mean, I'm hearing this, if you had more flexibility, you could diminish the effect of the potential furlough of our meat inspectors. And I don't hear you say yes to the question, have you submitted a plan or proposal as to where you might take that money if you had full flexibility within the department? Can you tell us here today where you would take that money from if you had full flexibility?
You know, Congressman, I'm a little reluctant to do that because I'd like to have, obviously, the opportunity to understand precisely what flexibility I have, what directions Congress is providing to me, and what our staff has to say. I mean, these are difficult choices that we make. Do we take it from the Foreign Ag Service and reduce exports? That's not particularly a particular.
But I'm really interested in what you might do, and rather than what would be a bad thing to do. And as I watch the Pentagon, they seem to be able to propose that they can furlough civilian employees with a significant amount of flexibility. I'm going to expect that they went to OMB for an analysis of the sequestration language. Have you had any directives from OMB that would illuminate this thing in such a way that you have less flexibility than the Pentagon, perhaps?
Well, no. The Pentagon, the difference, Congressman, is depending upon how many accounts you have in a particular area. So, for example, NRCS, in my world, has far more accounts than the food safety account. And so you do have some degree of, within the NRCS world, of being able to prioritize because you've got different accounts. But with food safety, you only have a couple of accounts, and they are all basically people. And well, most of them are people on the front.
I do understand that, and that's been in part of your public statement here over the last few days. I would ask you if you would be willing to, and just ask you to do this, submit to this committee your recommendations on what you'd like to see written into the CR to give you the flexibility necessary so that the meat industry no longer has to be concerned about the backup that could be caused by furloughs of meat inspectors.
Well, the answer to that question is relatively easy, Congressman. Just give us the resources.
That's not the option. Mr. Secretary, as you well know.
Well, see, now that's a choice you all are making, all right?
That's a choice that was actually recommended by the President, and it is the current law. I'm suggesting this. Staying within the sequestration caps, which you have said that you intend to do and follow the law, do you have a recommendation that you'd be willing to offer this committee that could go into the CR that would alleviate the meat inspection problem that you say is impending?
Well, again, if I was going to make a recommendation, it would be to adequately fund that line item of the budget.
We reach an impasse on that, Mr. Secretary.